Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. Good morning, sisters and brothers here in the cathedral, and a very special welcome to any visitors who are here with us, to those who are streaming or online, listening on television or radio. We welcome each one of you to this beautiful day. What a beautiful day to celebrate also Our Lady of Guadalupe. This is, of course, the third Sunday, so we have to give preference to the Sunday, but certainly she remains central to our lives, our faith life, and to the joy that she can bring us. The gospel today, I think, brings us to a really important question, because many people in the gospel ask, what must I do? And it came to me that sometimes we don't ask the right questions. In life, we analyze life, but we don't make the right questions. So I hope that will come clear in my homily, but I think it is truly something for us to think about, especially as we prepare for Christmas. Do I ask the right questions, or do I just analyze the situation? Let us now prepare ourselves by calling to mind our sins so that we may celebrate the sacred mysteries worthily. I confess to Almighty God that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
God, who see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity, enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. See, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength and my praise, and he has been my salvation. With joy will you draw water from the springs of salvation. Cry out with joy. To the Lord, invoke his name, make known among the peoples his deeds, proclaim that his name is exalted. Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great. To the Lord, for he has wrought wonders. Let this be known through all the earth. Shout aloud and sing praise, you who dwell in Zion. For great in your midst is the
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do all likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what it is that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
As we celebrate this third Sunday of Advent, we focus on the theme of joy and thinking of the Blessed Mother who appeared to Juan Diego and has now become adopted as the mother of so many throughout North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the world. We think of her title of Causa Laetitiae, the cause of our joy. Any mother who loves her children so affectionately, a spiritual mother such as Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, and our mother, is the cause of our joy. So many times, just looking at her picture on a good day, a rough day, there's something that moves inside of us. And so, as we celebrate this third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of joy, let us think of her truly as our cause for joy. The prophet Zephaniah, in the first reading today, said, "Shout for joy. Sing joyfully. Be glad and exult with all your heart. The Lord is in your midst. As the people of Israel awaited the Savior, as they awaited the promised Messiah, the prophets were reminding them to shout for joy, to be joyful people. Because when the Lord is in our midst, when the Lord is in our life, there is a reason for joy. And the prophet Isaiah, in the responsorial of the psalm today, cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. The awareness of the presence of Jesus Christ in our life, in our world, is the reason for joy. If there is an absence of joy, if there's an absence of rejoicing in any of our lives, perhaps it's because we have neglected or forgotten or ignored the presence of Jesus Christ in our life. Some of the saints, in the most greatest moments of difficulty, the greatest challenges in their life, have found peace and joy. Not because they were locked up in prison, not because they were on death row because of their faith, but because within them dwelt the Holy One of Israel. Because in them they knew there was the presence of Jesus Christ, to whom they had given their faith. This was the case of St. Paul. St. Paul was in prison, either in Ephesus or Rome, when he wrote the letter to the Philippians, one of his dear communities, a young community, that he wanted to visit again and to encourage. And in prison, he writes to them, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near." St. Paul points out then two characteristics of every Christian, of every age, our own included. With all that we're going through, there are two hallmarks to our character as disciples of Jesus Christ, and that is joy and kindness. Do we exhibit those in ourselves, in our day-to-day life? It's an examination for all of us on this day of rejoicing. Is there joy and kindness that are the hallmarks of my faith life, my Christian life? And so it's valid that we ask questions. It's valid that we ask ourselves and ask God's help. Are those characteristics truly at the forefront of my life? Do the day-to-day concerns overwhelm me? Or am I aware that even with those concerns, the joy of the Lord Himself, is at the center of my life? He is my help and my salvation. John the Baptist proclaimed many things to the crowds, and today St. Luke recounts some of that. His, as he acknowledges, was a baptism of repentance, calling people to change their life. He was not the Messiah, and he professed that. He was not the Messiah, but he was a voice calling people to a conversion of life. And people were moved by that, obviously. St. Luke writes that the crowds, many people who were listening to John that day, said, "What must we do? Tell us, what can we do to respond to this change, to this new life?" Tax collectors, a hated group of people, said, "What must we do? Teacher, what should we do?" And the soldiers, "And what must we do?" It's a valid question. It's a valid question. What must we do? When we look at our own lives, sisters and brothers, collectively, but also individually, what must I do? As I thought about this question in preparation for today, and also trying to look at, in some ways, our society and our own way of operating today, so many things that are suggested to us, I thought, I wonder how many of us really ask those true philosophical, deep questions. What must I do? I think it's true that many of us, when we see a problem either in our own life or we see the problems of our world, we don't ask questions, we analyze. Even when we come to hear a homily, many times we analyze, do I agree with that or not? Because when the gospel is proclaimed, when Jesus Christ is proclaimed, we're to open our hearts. Priests, bishops make mistakes in words, but the message, if it goes through, if the message of Jesus Christ, his word, is true, it will cause us to question, what must I do? How can I respond to what Jesus is asking of me in this gospel? What happens when we only analyze? When we analyze, we usually are led to blame others. When we analyze a situation only, and I say that without faith, we blame, we get angry, we begin to move toward violence, we forget the past. Even in our own lives, when something has happened to us, we analyze, who did this to me? Who's to blame? Anger. But you see, if the Lord, who is the King of all kings, the Prince of peace, the Savior of the world, God beyond all telling, beyond all praising, dwells right here, then we don't need to analyze as much as we need to ask, what are you saying to me? What do I need to do? What can I do? What should I do? That's called prayer. To go inside and to be with, to meet, to welcome the Holy One of Israel. To, in a sense, shout for joy and be glad. Not because of a situation, but because in us is the Holy One of Israel. You see, St. Paul testifies for that today. He's about to be murdered, killed, for his faith. He was in prison. Can you imagine what the meals were like? Can you imagine what the condition of the cell was like? Can you imagine the noise in the prison? Can you imagine all those things that disturb us? Would we analyze that situation? We would tear all that apart, and it's somebody else's fault. St. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Now, not all of us are saints yet. And so we're not there yet, perhaps many of us, myself included. There are days I analyze myself to death in every situation. But the call to the Christian, the call to the ones who are preparing to celebrate the birth of the Savior is, in those moments, what must I do? With patience and kindness, what must I do? To restore the joy inside, which is to recognize the presence of Jesus within us. Let's not forget two other sentences from the gospel that we all know well. From St. John's gospel, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish in their analysis, but may have eternal life, joy." You see, the choice is ours. And today, sisters and brothers, as Christians, as Catholic Christians, the world needs, is searching for people who can be an example of joy in the midst of trial, of kindness in the midst of hate. Look at the prayer of St. Francis that all of us love. Read it again. "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is division, where there is all of these things, let me, through your grace, through your presence, be a response." You see, our faith is not just some kind of a mental game of theology and analysis. It starts right here at the depth of being in our hearts. To rejoice that God has sent his Son, and as St. Paul goes on to say, that God proved his love, that while we were still sinners, God sent his Son. Our faith is simple. It's not complicated. Our faith is that God sent his Son. And we are preparing to celebrate that this coming Christmas in a couple of days. And so in order to prepare for that, we could certainly ask ourselves today, what must I do as I prepare to celebrate the welcoming of the Lord? How can I renew and refresh my faith in the person of Jesus Christ who lives, who dwells in me? What must I do? Visit someone that I haven't seen or I've been at odds with for years? Telephone someone who's lonely? Simple things. What can I do to revitalize that joy and that kindness in me? The answer, which is different for each one of us, is can be very, very simple, but it can change our life. My wish for us today in entrusting this to Our Lady of Guadalupe is that all of us may be on a new journey, not just toward Christmas, but for the rest of our lives, to restore the dignity that is ours, characterized by joy and kindness. Because our faith is that God is in our midst and lives in each one of us. The Lord is my joy and my salvation. Together now we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. What? With the Father. Through him all things were made. He came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. Rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy... I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Filled with joyful expectation during this holy season of Advent, we look to the unequaled generosity
for our church. And we always heed John the Baptist's call to share what we do have with those who have none, to act honorably and honestly, and to repent of our sins, that we joyfully proclaim the coming of the reign of God. We pray to the Lord that the people of the Americas may find in Our Lady of Guadalupe a model of compassion and kindness to those who are unable to offer anything material in return. We pray to the Lord for all those who are suffering from loss at this time of year, that they may be comforted in their grief and find joy in God's love for us all. We pray to the Lord for all who live with chronic illness, that in the care they receive family, friends, caregivers, they may know the love of our Savior. We pray to the Lord that God may extend His healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. We pray to the Lord. We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesuita J. Canales, Ruben Moreno, Mr. and Mrs. Gregorio Farias, Rene Rodriguez, and Mary Hong Pham. We pray to the Lord. And for all those prayers and intentions, we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Today, we also want to remember those who've lost their life and their loved ones and property in Tennessee and in the Midwest through the tornadoes that hit there so drastically the last few days. For them and for all those who are assisting them in their needs, we pray to the Lord. Generous God, bestow upon us the grace to understand the beauty of joy in our life through faith in Jesus Christ. Bless all of our efforts to respond to His gospel through Christ our Lord. Amen.
rejoiced in the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer, exultant in his praise. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at ChristusSpahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.